This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Sunday.
That requires a royalties check.
Yeah, I've got your royalties right here, pal. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you could call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. You could talk about anything that we're talking about or we have talked about previously. It's up to you. We are here to take your calls and talk about things related to freedom is generally the direction that I go. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And, well, we have quite a few things on deck, so to speak. We've got this from CBS Los Angeles. Pasadena volunteers to patrol streets to help enforce mask mandates.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Turns out she's a Karen. Apparently, the city of Pasadena will have volunteers walking city streets to ensure people are wearing face diapers. I'm against all of this.
Well, isn't it a wonderful thing that your society is just willing to start policing you for your own good?
Yeah, I prefer to make decisions for my own good by myself. I'm completely capable of evaluating a situation, weighing the evidence, the pros and cons, researching the material, and making my life decisions for myself.
Well, that's clearly because you want to kill Grandma.
I do not wish to kill Grandma.
Oh, so maybe not like Cuomo and New York and putting all of them in.
Killing Grandma requires intent.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have no intention of killing anyone. And besides that, even in cases where, like, you know, you hear of a guy who gets, like, the AIDS, right? And then he goes on his, you know, romantic spree of, you know, raw dogging it, if you will, you know, to a bunch of ladies and not telling them because basically he's trying to give them a death sentence, right? Mm-hmm. That is intent. He has intent to cause these people harm and give them a deadly disease. So in order for me to have intent, I would need to first be tested, right? I would need the test to be accurate, and I would need to be diagnosed with actually having a contagious, deadly disease.
And you would pretty much have to seek out old people because it doesn't really affect anybody else.
Yeah.
So if we could just, I don't know, like, okay, fine, we'll age segregate. If you're over 70, go over there. You have special supermarket hours for you now anyway, so just, I won't go to the store in the morning, and then
yep,
I'll do the rest of my life normal.
Agreed. So, well,
what I find interesting about this is, like, okay, so for one thing, this isn't a law, but everyone wants to enforce it. And when have you ever seen everyone just volunteer to start enforcing the law on each other?
Oh, yeah.
Like, walking around gratuitously contradictory to the lockdown anyway?
Yeah, isn't that supposed to be a spreader activity to just walk around on the streets?
It's amazing how governments,
near people without masks, apparently.
It's amazing how government has, instead of spending a whole bunch of money to build prisons for its population, just turned everybody's homes into their prisons.
Well, that's not fair at all. They absolutely spent a bunch of money to build prisons and also did this.
Well, okay, that's true.
That way we can have a first-class prison and a second-class prison.
Think of the money they saved by not building separate prisons for, you know, 325 million people, as opposed to what they've done, which is just like, oh, we've outsourced that to your home. Congratulations.
Yeah, pretty astonishing that people are going for it, too. It's like, oh, yes, well, I mean, obviously I have to do exactly what you tell me when you tell me.
So other topics that are on deck, I titled the show Another Business Stands in Defiance, because we talked last night on Free Talk Live about the bar, pub in Staten Island that has refused to close, and we'll have an update on that a little later in the show. But there's also a restaurant owner in Port Orchard, Washington. He opens his dining room and says, quote, he'll go out swinging, unquote, against the state's restrictions. So we have yet another business owner who is standing in defiance of these lockdown mandates. And we could talk about that. I mentioned the update on the New York City, specifically the Staten Island bar owner, who has been arrested now. Apparently, he allegedly struck an officer with his car during the attempted arrest. And we have a bit of an article on that that we can get to. Also, Neanderthal genes could link to severe COVID-19. Now, Melanie, you brought this one in, yeah?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with this article. It's off of WebMD. We've been talking a little bit off the air and show prep about, you know, what the different types of caveman genes are and their linkage and that kind of stuff. So we can get more into that.
And the thing about Neanderthals is they're the one that there is a specific proven amount of a large portion of the population of Europe has a small amount of Neanderthal DNA in them.
Well, all you can have is a small amount. So
right.
A tiny amount, if you're maxed out, you're less than 1% still.
Yeah, there's only a couple of other, I mean, they are species of human, but they're not human, they're not modern human. Like, they're not technically a modern human. So you've got Denisovan, which is more of an Asian thing. Mm-hmm. You will see a little bit of Denisovan DNA in some of the Asian population, and Neanderthal in the European population. So it's a pretty rare thing to still have these remnants of other species of human.
Interesting. We'll get into that. And then also I have from the A Law for Thee But Not for Me file, this from the freethoughtproject.com, hypocrite politicians keep getting caught breaking COVID-19 rules. Here's a list of them. And they do indeed go on to name and describe these politicians who have been caught doing many things that are against their own mandates. One of them, I believe, I don't know if it's detailed in this particular report, but I did hear tell of one of these governors actually on their way to vacation from the airport was tweeting out the, yeah, everybody needs to stay home.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Don't anyone go out, tweeted from the airport.
There was also something that I posted on the social media recently. There was a college football game, and, you know, during these college football games, they have these the bands, right, the college bands, right? Mm-hmm. They're usually large orchestras. And there's a photo that's been circulating around that shows the wind section, right, the saxophones, the oboes, the tubas, that kind of thing, all the people responsible for that section. They're wearing masks, but the masks all have a mouth cut out.
Yeah, I've seen that for a trumpet, and I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, there's literally a little thing to clear the spit from that instrument that you occasionally have to empty.
Yeah, there sure is.
But, you know, it's fine because there's a mask around it. So, it's like crossing yourself or bathing in holy water. You know, it wards off the demons of COVID.
I mean, I've been saying for a long time, and I would think that, you know, I don't, maybe you guys agree, maybe you don't, but this whole mask thing is not about health, it's about obedience. It's about control. It's about how much they can push on you, because if they know they can get people to restrict their breathing by wearing a mask, they can get people to do all sorts of other heinous things for them.
Well, and as Richie found out, it's not about practicality, it's about optics. It doesn't matter if, oh, well, you brought your own much better mask. No, you have to wear this, the face diaper mask.
Yeah. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join in on the conversation. We're going to talk about all of these things and more. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. It is the live Monday night, Sunday night edition. I don't even know what day it is. And we've got more for you coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extendivite 7-Herb Formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
the show, everybody. It is the live Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can give a call at 855-450-3733 and take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you'd like to talk about or anything we're talking about. Again, the number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized by your needs. There is no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines, all of the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we teased in the first segment about this business out of Port Orchard, Washington. Now, I used to live in the Seattle area. I can tell you this is about an hour plus outside of the Seattle area. It would best be referred to as perhaps a suburb of Tacoma. It's a little bit west of the cities themselves. But at any rate, a Port Orchard restaurant owner opens dining room, says he'll go out swinging against state's restrictions. And this is from, this is a Seattle news station, Q13Fox.com. As the nation sets new records for COVID-19 pandemic deaths and hospitalizations, more businesses are breaking out of step with Governor Jay Inslee's state restrictions. There are more reports of restaurants serving customers inside their dining rooms. Yay! In my opinion, defiance of these things is the only way to go.
You know, I'm really glad to see it. You're a little late. I mean, it would have been lovely to see people be like, no, I'm not shutting my business down just because you told me to.
Right.
It would have been nice to see, say, 6 months ago. But
I mean, better late than never, right? Yeah, I'm with you on that. Thursday was the first day of the season for dine-in service, quote, that one place, unquote, in Port Orchard. That's the name of the business, that one place.
Nice.
Yes, very trendy. Owner Craig, I'm going to say Kennedy, it's spelled K-E-N-A-D-Y. Owner Craig Kennedy said he opened their dining room because their outdoor seating wasn't making his staff enough money. Well, of course not.
Well, of course not, especially, guess what? What state is this in?
Washington.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's December,
mm-hmm.
And they're about even with New Hampshire latitude and whatever one. So,
yeah, I mean, it doesn't get winter in the state of Washington the way it gets winter here, but certainly in Port Orchard.
You don't want to eat your hot food outside.
No, what
they do get is rain.
A lot of it, too, and it's cold rain.
Or, you know,
bitter cold
liquid
rain.
Sunshine,
yes.
If you have the cynical Seattle viewpoint.
See, a lot of places here just never close. They're like, yeah, we're just having a dining room, and this business, it's not, what do they call it, essential. Yeah, we're just not going to close. Deal with it.
And that's the thing. I mean, outdoor seating is, by and large, an extra. It's a luxury. It's a little something to make things even a little bit more pleasant. And suddenly you're shifting the entire business model to this thing that was a bonus.
Right.
So, like, it's like, okay, so you have to make a cake, but you can't use cake to do it. Just pure frosting. But it has to be
no
a
flour,
cake.
No eggs.
No eggs, yeah. No flour, no egg, flour, or milk substitutes, but it has to be a cake.
Yeah, it's certainly, well, and of course the whole, they in the state of Washington, they also have the social distancing stuff in full effect, which means they can only operate at, you know, a portion of their previous capacity, mm-hmm. even outdoors, you know, so 50% or less of their regular capacity. This whole move to sort of like, oh, well, you can eat outdoors, but then now outdoors is sort of becoming indoors, where people are putting up these party tents that have two or three walls, kind of a thing to, like, help themselves make more money, because Not only have they been cut off at the knees from making money by having to shut down, when they are allowed and they have space to open outdoors, they can only do it at a limited capacity, and so now they're adjusting to the market by creating these outdoor spaces that are semi-outdoor somehow. So you have to eat outdoors as long as outdoors is somewhat indoors because it's outdoors. Doesn't make any sense to me.
And funny thing, rent prices haven't changed.
No, they have not. In fact, they have probably gone up because guess what? A lot of folks aren't paying their rent, and so the people who own the places that are leasing to these businesses have to make it up somehow, and that's going to be at anybody who is paying their rent or wants to open a new business at one of their buildings.
A new business? Are you kidding me? Have you seen this environment?
I've seen no new business. I wonder.
Quick, let me open up a restaurant.
I do wonder.
I haven't spent enough money yet.
I do wonder what the rate of new business is.
I was thinking of flushing it directly down the toilet or lighting it on fire, but I have decided instead I'll just open a restaurant today.
Which, you know, is kind of the same thing.
At this point, it's more efficient this way.
I do wonder what the rate of new business is. I mean, it has to have tanked, right?
I can't imagine.
But I wonder what it was
right now,
and then what it looks like now.
I mean, especially white market businesses, which is the only thing you'd have money for.
Yeah.
Just out of, like, pure being obnoxious and spiteful, if I was opening a business right now, I don't think I'd go fill out there. Just, like, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's illegal anyway. What am I filling out this form for?
Yeah, well, and also if you're opening a new business, you can get away with the ignorance part, right? So if you open a business, let's say it's a restaurant, and some inspector comes and is like, oh, you didn't get a license. Here's a fine, right? Oftentimes that fine is less expensive than having to go and get the license in the first. Now, you still probably have to go and get the license to avoid getting thrown in jail or more fines and that kind of a thing. But, you know, that's certainly a strategy that could be employed. So anyway, Mr. Kennedy, the owner of this place, said his team of 45 people actually asked him to reopen the restaurant, just as he did in protest back on Memorial Day. So this guy did open his restaurant during the original lockdown in protest over the Memorial Day weekend, but then eventually did shut it down. They've asked him to reopen, and so he said, we're going to make a stand, and if we're going to have to close our doors anyways, why not go out swinging?
And that's a good point.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because and
it would be nice to see more people do this, like realize what's happening. You're going to lose the business anyway. You may as well at least fight for it.
Well, and I think the longer this goes on, remember to the 2 weeks, everyone, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Yeah. No, it's been months now. What, I think somebody could have had a baby in the time these lockdowns have started.
It's pretty much exactly 9 months in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a few days short of that.
So as these businesses get closer and closer to permanently closing, I think more and more people are going to realize that, hey, you know what? If I'm going down, I'm going down with a fight. 855-450-3733 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls and your thoughts and a whole lot more. This is Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration, with rollout expected as quickly as 24 hours later. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths by January. Dr. Manceslawi tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the U.S. immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for the virus. The president tweeting the announcement that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. This is USA Radio News. A deal may be coming together for a coronavirus stimulus bill, but the plan that will be released on Monday won't contain another direct payment to Americans. The initial stimulus bill contained a $1,200 check for most Americans, something negotiators say will not be part of this new bill. Senator Joe Manchin says the stimulus bill is something that has to come together. The West Virginia Democrat told NBC's Meet the Press that many lawmakers felt that many Americans still need help getting through the pandemic.
After the election, we started coalescing around how do we move this forward. And we looked at basically everything that was going to terminate at the end of December. The lifelines that people are depending on, whether it be food assistance, whether it would be shelter, whether it be health care, whether the necessities that people have, child care that's needed to try to get our lives back. All the things were going to be eliminated, Chuck. And we said that can't be done. We cannot allow this to happen. Democrats and Republicans came together and we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Yes, come on and give a call. 855-450-3733 is our telephone number here at Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we have been talking about this article from Q13 Fox out of the Seattle, Washington area, about a restaurant in Port Orchard, which is about an hour-ish, hour and a half outside of Seattle, who has decided to open anyway because, well, his business is going under and the owner would rather go out swinging, quote-unquote. And we'll get more into the details there as we go on through the night. But first, let us do what we do here on Free Talk Live and go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Jerome calling from South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, 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 look who's tested positive. Well, well, well.
Let me guess, a goat.
Look who's tested positive.
A papaya.
A papaya? A banana?
A mango?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got your papaya. Oh, a papaya head. Yeah, his head is shaped like a papaya.
Who tested positive, Jerome? Lay it on us. Tell our listeners.
Rudolph Giuliani, former mayor of the great state of New York.
Now,
isn't that amazing?
Now, isn't he...
I take contention with your use of the word great in that sentence, but go on.
Trump's little dingleberry. Rudolph Giuliani is tested positive. And you know what? He's an old fart, so he's got to be real careful.
Well, I was going to say, isn't rude guy Giuliani, isn't he the lawyer heading up the Trump's unelection campaign?
Oh, yeah, just going oh so well, right? is going oh so well, so spiritually well, right? Have they found any election fraud yet, other than themselves?
Like, in general, or in this particular election?
I mean, all elections are a fraud, in my opinion, but...
There is always election fraud. The question is how much, and no one wants to answer it.
Yeah. As Melanie said, like, in general, or is it just this election?
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
No, absolutely. There is absolutely election fraud every single year.
So wait, my understanding
it changes how much, but
my understanding is Rude Man Giuliani is he's the attorney in charge of Trump's election campaign. Is he actually holding any public office right now?
Hey, let me tell you this: between bald head, hair dye Giuliani and fat, overweight, fat pig Barr. Matlock was a better damn lawyer than them, okay? And he wasn't even a real lawyer. Okay?
Hey, man, don't be dissing Andy Griffith.
What do you mean, real lawyer?
Perry Mason was a better lawyer than them, and he wasn't even a real... Hey, when I got Peter Falk to play on TV, the character he played the cop, he was a better cop and a lawyer than those guys are.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, politicians can, you know, take a long walk off a short pier.
Every last one of them.
The people that support that, and the people that support that, they're like dumber than dumb. What's that movie, Dumb and Dumber? No, they're dumber and dumber than that. That's the new movie they should put out.
I think you're thinking of Idiocracy.
Yeah. Macho Camacho.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Jerome?
No, but well.
Hey Jerome.
Yep.
Hey Jerome, you wanna take bets on whether he lives through this? Because I'm betting he does.
You got 20 on it, Jerome?
Is he gonna get 20? He probably may, because he got like. Hey,
I bet you he lives.
If they gave Trump 25 doctors, he'll probably get 50 doctors. Because that's his right hand. That's his right hand man. If you know what I mean.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight, Jero. We appreciate it. Rude Man Giuliani apparently has tested positive for the COVID now.
And it doesn't look like he has any actual office at the moment.
Okay. I thought he didn't, because I didn't think he could function as an attorney for Trump's unelection campaign if he held office for some reason. I thought there would be some conflict of interest there.
I'm pretty sure you're right there.
So it would have surprised me.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to be like the mayor of someone's town and their lawyer at the same time.
Right. Well, and we all know that these tests can yield a false positive rather easily.
It's more like a magic eight ball than a test, per se.
I'm a big fan of the magic eight ball, so
but do you bring it to a hospital and be like, I'm going to need to use this to diagnose people? Or do you sit at home and be like, this is fun?
I do not bring it to the hospital, no.
What do I have to gain by using it as a test at the hospital?
I don't know. They'll probably just kick you out.
Could I somehow gain, say, totalitarian control over the entire country and thus the planet by using my magic eight ball at the hospital?
I mean, probably not, no.
Well, that's because they just don't have the scheme that they do.
It would be really interesting, though, to take folks as they're getting admitted to a hospital or as they're taking these PCR tests for the COVID, and then to, like, as they come, oh, Bob Smith? Okay. And then you shake the eight ball. Does Bob have the COVID? And then record the results of the magic eight ball versus the results of the actual PCR test and see how far off they are. That would be fun. I would like to see, because I would be willing to bet that they're about the same.
You might well be right there. So the trick is, you've just got to keep asking the eight ball until it says yes. And that's the difference between your PCR 30 tests and your PCR 40 tests is, how many times do we have to ask the eight ball?
Well, sometimes that magic eight ball, you know, it gives you the vague answer. Instead of, you know,
try again later. It's hazy.
Results are hazy or something like that. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's an equivalent of
something
that.
Unclear.
We seem to have some mixed results in your COVID test.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a contaminated sample. I mean, results are hazy. Please try again later.
All right. Well, circling back to this article about this restaurant in Port Orchard, Washington, the restaurant owner says, we're going to make a stand, and why not go out swinging? He mentioned that most of his staff are also in some form of rehabilitation program, and he's worried about them having a relapse while struggling to make ends meet, because folks in rehab generally are less employable than other folks, and so, you know, if they lose their income, obviously, and they're, you know, addicted to something or another, that certainly puts them further at risk. He says, it's not fair to them. It's not fair to their families. They don't deserve to be in arrears on their rent and not be able to support their family. Well, that applies to anybody, in my opinion. One by one, customers help themselves to a table that one place provided throughout the day. There's a lot of restaurants that are starting to say the heck with it, and they're opening up, and I absolutely support them. I've got a list of the ones that are doing it, and every morning I'm going to have breakfast and show my support, said customer dine-in Dave McMullen. I also like that the customers are willing to give out their names. I'm assuming this is the guy's actual name.
Yeah, good for him.
And he's also, you know, he's supporting this restaurant. He's supportive of their decision to remain open, and he's willing to stand up and say, yes, I'm going to come and I'm going to show my support by dining at this particular establishment.
And I mean, there really comes a point where you have to say enough is enough. We're going to live our lives. We're going to have events. We're going to have restaurants. We're going to have human life and go to the park and go camping and breathe oxygen unencumbered. At some point, you have to just say, no, this is enough.
I mean, that time is now. If it wasn't, you know, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, it certainly is now, in my opinion.
Well, and it's another one of those things where this worked so well last year, let's try it again next year. The war on drugs, the war on terror, the mask mandates, the shutdowns. You know, they worked so well, let's try them again.
Yeah, an endless list of hobgoblins and fear boogeyman type things to keep the populace all in a frenzy so that they can continue to exert more control. 855 450 free. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we were talking about this article from Q13 Fox News out of Port Orchard, Washington. A restaurateur has decided to stand up and say, I'm going to stay open regardless of your mandates, Mr. Government. And we'll continue talking about that. We have some calls on hold. We'll get to those in a bit. But first, I wanted to tell you that you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live. And maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We'll get back to this article about this restaurateur in Port Orchard, Washington in just a moment. But first, let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Padraig calling from New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Captain Divi and Reverend Bitcoin. I'm just asking. I'm making a joke. Don't get upset.
Now, what's on your mind tonight?
Jerome called.
You offend me, sir.
I know. I seem to do that. That's why I avoid calling or talking to anybody, period. I was born in Ireland. I'm an immigrant. We immigrated when I was six. Uh-huh. I finally saved up enough money to get a piece of property, and I'm a kind of a farmer.
Okay.
And when Jerome calls, and I agree with about 97% of what you guys talk about.
Okay.
But when Jerome calls, he's putting down 70 million people, or plus or minus, give a few thousand. Okay?
Right.
And I appreciate that he calls, and he wants to make fun of the president and stuff. And I don't like any of them. I've voted in every single election since that was one of my duties as a citizen in America, mm-hmm. was to vote and make choices, to try to get all the information I could and make a good choice. And when Jerome calls, he puts down the president, but he's still the president till January 20th. And whether I like him or not, I get tired of elections because my mailbox is stuffed full of crap, or stuff. I guess, can't say crap on the radio, but
you can, and it's too late.
That I've never met. But every time I pay my property taxes, I'm paying for their retirements. I'm paying for their vision. I'm paying for their dental. I'm paying their everything for all these elected officials.
Yeah, aren't you tired of that?
Help me pick one weed, not help me plant one seed, but always want to take what I have, what little I make.
Yeah.
They want to take it away for their benefit.
Yeah, more for them, less for you. That's how it is.
And I don't know how to stop it. I mean, I see where you guys, I like being independent. I think mm-hmm. that's what America was about, that we were going to be independent and each man was free.
So it's supposed to be.
To work his land or whatever. Now I got people that don't even own property voting to raise taxes on my property.
Right.
I don't have children, but I'm paying for their children to go to school. No teachers are teaching. No buses are running, but we had a mill levy override the last election.
Yeah, you certainly don't get any of your tax money back in that respect, right? If the schools are closed in your area.
Government for one thing, I've got a check that I got from the IRS one time. It was $2.03. It was several years ago, and I still have it. I never cashed it because I thought, wow, I got something back from the government. I've never asked for
anything. The only time you've gotten anything from the government, really?
I know it. Just to leave, I get a hard time from them, believe it or not. I do.
Other than a hard time.
And when you talk about law enforcement and stuff like that, I used to be a law enforcement officer, and I could see why they get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. They are. Do you think the politicians, Giuliani, or any of those guys, I don't care, Cuomo, Michelle Lujan Grisham, because I'm from New Mexico, would go into a restaurant and shut those people down? They don't.
No, absolutely not. And they're overplaying their hand right now in a lot of places. A lot of governors are saying, we're going to arrest you if you do X, Y, Z. And the cops are like, no, we ain't. Have fun.
They give all this money away. They just print it up. But nobody ever, I never seem to see a nickel of it. But I'm paying into the system.
It is truly astonishing that they can spend, I mean, the estimates vary between like $2 and $9 trillion for the CARES Act, and such an absolute pittance goes to us.
Yeah, I know. It's like they steal 90 cents on the dollar for themselves and their friends.
Oh, I wish it was
whoever,
90 cents on the dollar.
And they throw us a little bone every once in a while to get a vote. I mean,
man, we'd be rich if we got $0.10 out of every dollar they spent on that bill alone.
I don't know how the American people can keep on keeping on voting for these idiots.
Well, I don't know that they are.
Sadly, I do. I mean, the thing is, they think that idiot is worse than this idiot. And as long as they can get tricked into that idiot is worse than this idiot, well, I better vote for this idiot because he's not as bad as that idiot.
I don't have any faith that federal elections are real.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith that
any
election is real.
I mean, I didn't before Trump, honestly.
A small village and it's corrupt.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I am, you know, at my wit's end with all of it, really. I mean, the system obviously isn't designed for what they tell you it is when you go to school, or even for Padraig, what they tell you it is when he goes through his citizenship process as a person who immigrated from another country. So, you know, what do you do about it? That's a good question. Give us a call at 855-450-3733 and tell us, what do we do about it? Continuing on, let's go to Pat calling from Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen, and my lady, Miss Melanie.
Hey.
I'm going to make a statement about lawyers and liars. I don't want you to take insult to it.
I'm not a practicing lawyer, so whatever.
Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
All right. Well, you've been through the training, and that's part of the precept that I have to discuss. But my first issue I want to touch on is you guys were talking about nobody having cojones enough to open up new businesses.
Not about cojones. Well, it's really about being smart, right? I think the smart people...
I would absolutely not open a new business right now.
If you see a niche and you jump into it, you might very well prosper.
Like the only business right now, Pat, that I think that I've seen that has opened since the COVID lockdowns and the government mandates is the mask manufacturers, right? These customized masks that people are making. That's the only business that I think is, you know, successful since COVID.
Right, right. I understand your precept and you're looking at the broad view, but I got a buddy that has been in the pizza business for 30 years.
Okay.
And he's had more than one successful store, but he's always been working under somebody else's heel. All right. So what he's going to do is open up a pizza business that slings all the normal stuff, subs and the hoagies and all that, but it's all going to be non-GMO flour, and I don't know if he's going to go full organic or not, but he's going to offer a wide array of health food type oriented fast food that can come right to your door. Now that is awesome, and just in the precept itself, it's not offered.
I mean, I live in a small town in New Hampshire, and I mean, I can get pretty much whatever I want delivered to my door. I can get groceries delivered to my door. I can get a variety of different foods. I don't know if I can get specifically health food. Well, at least not late at night. But during the day, I certainly can.
Yeah, they come to your door till 2 in the morning. And, you know, people are hungry for reality. And I don't know. You know, I've called into you guys before.
Yeah.
And the telomere is the end of the helix. And on the end is the fire plug of all of our genes is selenium. And this thing can only come from outer space. It only lands in a few places on Earth. So most of the population is depleted.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live is coming your way.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments, if even elections, without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.